Good morning, happy Sabbath. Want to tell everybody I appreciate the prayers that y'all have been sending up for my family, and especially with the passing of my uncle. So it was weird this week because, you know, I talked to him all the time and he did a lot of training with me. And when my wife got out of surgery, he had told me he had been praying for her before he passed. And when he got out, I said, you know, tell my boy, man, I need to go ahead and call Unc and let him know what happened. But it's so hard sometimes trying to cope with the loss of somebody, especially when it's unexpected, right? So, you know, that's still kind of settling in with the family. We appreciate everything that y'all are saying and doing for us. Let us bow our heads. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for another opportunity for us to come together and worship together, Lord, in your house. And I pray now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will be upon me. I pray that hearts and minds will be open, Lord, to receive the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I want everybody to turn with me to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. And we're going to take a look at a scripture about a serious problem. Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. When you have it, say amen. So as always, I'm going to try to be short and quick and move a little fast. So Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Listen to this. It says, and the great dragon was cast out. That old what?
Serpent.
Okay. Is a dragon a big serpent? Yeah. Y'all agree with that, right? Okay. Called the what? The devil. And Satan, which deceived some of the world. That's the whole world, right? So does everybody have problems?
Mm-hmm.
Including you? They're saying, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm making sure. He was cast out into the what?
Earth.
Now, how many planets in our solar system? Well, we got Neptune, Saturn, Jupiter. Which planet has the problem in our solar system?
Earth.
Which planet we on?
Earth.
Okay, make sure we all on the same page. Now, what's on our planet that's not on everybody else's planet? A big serpent, a dragon. And it says that his angels were cast out with him. All right, do we have a problem? Everybody agrees we do have a problem, right? All right, now I want y'all to go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Like I said, y'all, jump with me, we're going to move a little quick. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Now, the Bible calls Satan a big serpent. A serpent is a snake. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, you have it? And it says, but I fear lest by any means as the who?
Serpent.
Beguiled Eve through his what? Subtility. So your mind should be what? Corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Wait a minute. Eve went to a tree, and at that tree, she met a snake. And after she met that snake, the Bible says she was corrupted. What happened at the tree? She got corrupted when she met a talking snake at a tree. Y'all agree with me? Let's go to Proverbs chapter 23, verse 32. Proverbs 23, verse 32. Let's let the Bible explain it. Proverbs 23, verse 32. And Proverbs 23, 32, you have it? All right, listen to this. What does the Bible say about serpents? What do they do? Y'all sure? That's what a serpent does, right? It says, at last, biteth like a what? Serpent. And stings like a what? An adder. What is an adder? It's a serpent. Did Eve get bit at the tree? Did Eve get infected with something at the tree? Our planet has a serpent. The serpent got a hold of a woman named Eve. He had a conversation with her, and the Bible says after that conversation, it says that Eve was corrupted. Is everybody still with me? Is everybody following the Bible? 1 Corinthians 15:56. Do y'all remember what phrase it says in 1 Corinthians 15:56? It says, the sting of death is sin. Can I ask y'all something? When Eve went to the tree, was she a sinner? So Eve was a sinner before she got to the tree or after she left the tree? It was after she left the tree. Eve became a sinner, right? So that's what changed, right? Now, when Eve became infected, did she stay by herself or did she go and infect somebody else? Oh, she cold, ain't she? She went directly to her husband and did what to him? Corrupted him. What does the Bible say happened when Eve corrupted her husband?
Their eyes were open.
Yeah, their eyes got open. What happened to the rest of us? We got corrupted because one person did what they were not supposed to do at the tree, right? You know how people get on Seventh-day Adventists all the time about y'all believe all that stuff about the health message and food matters? How did we all get into the trouble that we got into today? Because somebody did what? Ate something they was not supposed to eat. Don't never let anybody tell you food does not matter. You take them back to the first story in the Bible and say, why you and me have problems today? Because somebody put something in their mouth they had no business eating. Oh, I'm sorry, did it just affect us physically or did it affect us spiritually as well? Both ways, right? You know what happens when you get bit by a snake? Well, we know eventually what happens to you, right? What? Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today. That's what happens. But listen, 5 seconds after you are bit, your blood plasma starts clotting. In 2 to 3 days, your body functions break down, and then after that, you kick the bucket. What does that mean? It means you're gone, right? Okay. What does sin do to you and me? It corrupts us, but then eventually what happens to us because we commit sin? Wages of sin is death, right? Y'all know how some people teach Jesus only came to save a certain group of people? That's funny, because if I go over to where Asian people are, Filipino people are, if I go over where Hispanic people are, if I go where Black people are, you know what I find everywhere? Cemeteries. Who's the father and mother of the entire race? Adam and Eve. Our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma-grandpa got corrupted, and that venom that they got and poison went passed down and got to who? To us. Now, is everybody following me where I'm going with this? Now, how many people does it take, the Bible says, to destroy much good? There's a scripture in the Bible. It says, one blank destroys much good. It's in Ecclesiastes. Anybody know what it says? Let me take you there. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18. I want y'all to read it. Ecclesiastes 9, 18. And tell me what it says. What does it say? Follow me. What does it say? Somebody tell me. It takes 2 sinners? 3? 4? 5? 6? No? 1, right? Ecclesiastes 9:18. How many angels in heaven caused an entire war? What was his name? How many people on the planet today? I can't even count that high. Y'all got to tell me. Billions? How many zeros is that? There's too many to count, right? how many people had to sin for a billion people to get infected? Just one. Just one. Y'all starting to see what the problem is? But you know what? We see the problem, right? Y'all see the problem? All right, let's go to Mark chapter 2, verse 17. We want to take a look at something else. Mark chapter 2, verse 17. Y'all follow. We're going to move pretty quick. Mark 2, 17. All right, Mark chapter 2, verse 17 says, y'all there? When Jesus heard it, he said unto them, they that are whole need no what? Physician. But they that are what? Raise your hand if you ever go into your doctor and you say, Doc, I'm feeling too good. I need some medication. Anybody ever gone to the doctor because you was feeling too good? Nope. But it says they that are what? Sick, right? I came not to call what? The righteous, but to call who?
Sinners.
To repentance. Is there any people group on this planet that is not dying? Everybody's dying. So everybody needs who? We all need Jesus, right? He says he's the great physician, right? Have you ever met anybody that think they don't have any problems? Or y'all never met nobody like that? Believe it or not, I was doing a Bible study years ago. It was at our church. I can't remember. She actually was in Johnson years ago. I can't think of her name. But she said in the service, she don't commit sin. I had to clean my ears. She says, I don't commit sin. Wow. But you know, there are people that think that way. Now, if you let the poison or venom in your system go untreated, it will cause internal bleeding and it will cause blood clots. Can anybody think of a story in the Bible where a woman had a bleeding issue? Y'all can? Help me remember. She was what? She had the issue of blood. I can't remember the name of the doctor that healed her. What was his name? Oh, that's his name, right? You know, the church, can we put a red cross on the outside of our church? Like hospitals do? Is the church a hospital? So, do we help sick people? We do? We sick people? I don't know if this hospital gonna last. We sound confused. So, who's the physician of this hospital? We're trying to get everybody to go see the great physician, right? Because he's the only one that has the cure, right? Now, we will be considered the nurses and helpers in the hospital, right? Do we have to be careful? Can we get infected by those whom we are trying to get to the doctor? Are nurses immune to the people that they treat? They're not. You see how the Bible teaches how salvation works. But here's the issue. All of us have something that's flowing through our veins. And we have a poison that's going throughout our entire system. And the Bible says, I don't think y'all realize how serious your condition is. Is the condition we have, is it chronic?
Yes.
It's chronic, right? That means it's pretty severe, right? Listen to this, guys. I didn't know this until recently. But it says, if you get bit by a snake, new anti-venom is made with the help of sheep. They used to make the anti-venom with horses, but the molecules that they make the anti-venom with was causing allergic reactions in people and sometimes was causing more problems than it did help. Isn't it interesting that when you get bit by a snake, they have to take that snake and put that venom inside a lamb to create the anti-venom that saves me and you. That cannot be coincidence. That cannot be coincidence. Jesus says, eat my what? Flesh and drink my blood. Because if I eat his flesh and I drink his blood, Jesus calls himself what? The bread of life. If I set a plate in front of Kenny, we're going to put a nice buttered roll on there, Kenny. Put a little bit of oil on there. Sprinkle a little pink salt on it. And let's say Kenny ain't eaten the whole week. So Kenny's starving, right? Can Kenny just look at that bread and chew it up? Can Kenny digest that bread just by looking at it? He gonna try? What is the only way Kenny benefits from that bread? You gotta pick it up. He just hold it against his chest. He can hold it up against the side of his head. He got to put it in his mouth, and then what do he have to do? You got to chew it, right? So if I just know who Jesus is, does that benefit me? What do you mean? You saying just knowing Jesus doesn't benefit me? What do I have to do? Got to accept him. When you eat something, does it become a part of you? So why did Jesus say, eat my flesh and drink my blood? Make my life part of your life. Then it becomes a reality. You only benefit from me by taking me in and making me a part of you. Everybody understand that? The Bible talks an awful lot about food, doesn't it? Now, getting ready to wrap it up. Now, after you get your treatment, now here we go. Now, I've been baptized. A lot of people in here have been baptized, right? So we took our anti-venom, right? Why y'all smiling at me? Y'all went to the great physician, right? He gave y'all a shot. Y'all don't want to talk to me this morning? Now, Acts 28, verses 3-6, it says Paul was sitting down at a fire trying to get warm. Can anybody tell me what happened when Paul sat down at that fire to get warm? A what kind of animal? A viper. Did it jump out and kiss Paul? What did it do? Bit him. Now, how long did the Bible say before Paul dropped dead? He didn't drop dead. The Bible said he went like this. Shook it off. And threw it into the what? And the people did what? What does the Bible say the people did? 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005. He said, man, he ain't dead yet. 1,006, 1,007. He still ain't dead. 1,008. After you have taken your anti-venom and the serpent bites you, your life is supposed to be different. When people look at you, you shouldn't be spreading your poison to nobody else. People should see a marked difference in your life. Amen? How about this? Last part. You know, the Bible says a serpent has poison, but you know, when I read prophecy, it says something else real weird. It says that something else came out of the serpent's mouth. It starts with a W. W-A-T-E-R. Water. Does a serpent spit water at you sometimes? Never seen that before, have y'all? What does water represent in prophecy? Oh, quiz. people, right? So if the devil can't infect you, does he send people after you to try to reinfect you again? I can't bite that one. But somebody else who I have bit, maybe I can get to them, poison them, and run them out of church. Matter of fact, maybe I can use somebody else that's poisoned where they never even make it into the church. That serpent is very, very intelligent, is he? Last scriptures. Can y'all think of a story in the Bible where snakes were biting a bunch of people? In the wilderness, right? What happened? They were minding their business, plucking flowers. What happened? They were complaining. That's something we don't never do, Kenny. We don't never complain, do we? You ever complain to God? So what God say? All right. Over how many people came up out of Egypt? Over 1 million people came up out of Egypt. That's not counting the women and children. They didn't count the women and children. So if it was over 1 million, you had to assume every man at least had a family. You double that number, right? How many people went on a camping trip through the woods and in the desert out there? Almost 2 million people. How is it that nobody ran into lions and tigers and bears? Oh my. That's a very good question. You ever try to move 2 million people through the desert in the woods? Somebody gonna meet something.
You don't find lions and tigers.
Yes. But God said, you know what? Oh, y'all thought y'all wasn't running into animals because they don't live out here? Gabriel, y'all step back for a minute. Tell them snakes they can come out and play right now. What does the Bible say? Them snakes crawled about the ground. Bible say people was what? Dropping like flies all over the place. Right? So then, what did Moses have to do to help the people? He raised up a what? Right. He made a serpent. He did what? He lifted it up. What it said? If I be lifted up, I shall draw all men what? Unto me. Isn't it interesting that God used the very thing that was the problem and turned it into the solution? Death is the biggest problem you and me have, but what do we go around and tell people is the greatest solution? Let me tell you about a guy named Jesus that actually died in your place. So my question is, are you beholding Jesus and are you allowing him to cure you with his anti-venom and change your life? Amen.